No. Yeah. Yeah. And
Okay.
definitely,
Sorry.
we're going to go over the last time everything was done and the percentage increases and the expected percentage increase of everything.
So we this process of asking for an increase in the assessment, as I stated last year when we started discussing this, is not a situation that's going to happen overnight. And it's not because we want to just increase the rates. It's because we want to protect the integrity of the properties that everybody owns and make sure that the common grounds that we are responsible for are well maintained so that people's in property values are kept up. We understand that increased assessments is always a trouble, is always a problem. But if we can at least have a discussion about why it's necessary and at least have the ability to show that if we don't do this, certain things are going to happen that will be adverse to our ability to maintain property value, then we would be negligent in our duties to not do that.
Okay, and we're going to get back to that, right? We're going to get back to the increase. So we're not, that's not
Yeah,
our
that's
focus
not a
right now.
discussion for
Okay,
now.
okay.
Yeah,
And we will.
that's ongoing.
Okay,
Okay,
and we're going to
that's
talk to
ongoing.
it more.
But to your point of itemizing further, some of the line items in the budget, I think is important. We have the ability to do that in the software, and I think we should continue to make sure that that's done. So Barbara and I will work on that to make sure that those line items are itemized properly. Yes, sir.
Going back to the county, when the county changes the assessment on a lot, they send you a letter.
They send us annually, they send us the assessments. If I have a question about why it's different from the previous year, I send them a questionnaire and ask them why, what happened. They send me the reconciliation or the reasoning why. Yes, sir.
Line by line by line.
Yeah, there's only been one or two. It's not been an issue.
Sorry, you guys had the bigger meeting this time. We should have put you in the house. Wanted to invite you guys if you want to come during Valentine's Day, the day before here.
A what?
And a crab feed.
Oh, okay.
And all the money goes to like our community projects that we do, like Easter egg hunt and
Oh, okay.
the other stuff. So if you guys want them, there you can scan this, and then there's gonna be a dessert raffle, an auction, lots of fun stuff, a photo booth, all
Okay.
sorts of things. It's the day before Valentine's Day. So
Awesome.
I'll just put them here for anybody
Thank
that
you.
wants them. Those cookies are for you guys. So
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Okay. What are we up to?
Well, three, yeah, actually.
Discussion of billing, the presentation of bills. Okay, so we basically have two, right? Or three. Your
My
check.
payroll checks,
No.
church donation. Okay, I'll do it.
You're gonna work for free?
You guys don't know that I'm not monetarily.
So we have one, two, three, four checks, two for payroll for the 2 months. And one for the church as a donation, and one for Foothill Sierra for their pest control, in the amounts of $273 for the two checks for Barbara and each, and then $50 for the church donation, and $25.50 for Foothill.
Motion to approve the bills.
All those, is there a second? Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? None. Unanimously passed. Okay. So
Perhaps.
all those need to be signed. I don't have a pen. You guys have pens? Oh, just a little.
I'll sit.
Or you can just go inside and keep
Yeah. They can sign. I trust them. Oh, and by the way, here's the original on there. I had an envelope. Oh, here it is. somewhere.
Oh,
yeah, there it is.
The triangle?
Yep. So you got it. Okay, so item B actually is not really, we're not asking to approve the budget. We reviewed it. Should have been said, review the budget. And it should be 25-26. So we already did that. So that's good. So project updates, front gate repair.
Now we'll get to you.
Okay.
So
you want to start?
The front gate? Yeah. But you go ahead. You
okay. I start.
Mine will be.
I've got, because, well, the repair, let's see. Waiting for quote to update the back gate. And so, okay. So the submerge, I did get a quote from RNS to submerge that track down into the ground so that is level and it no longer, the track no longer will give us the clunk clunk as people traverse over it and break when heavy equipment comes over it back and forth. I have the quote here. We're not going to like it because it's $19,850.
Wow. For concrete. Let's say
that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, not so much fixed
again. 20,000. Yeah,
it was 20 grand.
Yeah. And I told them not to even put it in until we got the quote back in, and they went ahead and did that anyway. So, yeah, no, there's, I'm trying to think of D'Antoni. D'Antoni, I ran into them the other day. And we don't need RNS to look at this for us. They're not in the concrete business. So they're in the door install and other things. So, we need a concrete guy to come in here.
All I gotta do is cut it.
Yeah, just cut it. And again, we rely too much on Ken sometimes, and he's got too many business irons in the fire with his own business. He wants to take a look at and put a bin in himself, you know, just for his company to do it. And so obviously we're gonna reject that. If I had my way, I would get rid of RNS tomorrow, but I'll talk about that in just a second. Mm-hmm.
So that was the quote from them. I also
the other answer.
I also asked them for a quote to upgrade and update the back gate, because obviously there are some issues with that being not to code. Apparently, some sort of
signals hit and miss, and they're just
and there's signals that are hit and miss. And come to find out, my daughter says that she can't get through the back gate.
Yeah, you got to get real close. Really close. And we put a brand new cable and put a new brand new antenna. I mean, like,
yeah. So I think. Huh?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Have you explored any alternate methods to eliminate the clunk going through the front gate that costs less than $19,000?
Not yet. That's what we're doing right now.
Like maybe some ramps or something.
We've looked at ramps. I've looked at everything. I've looked at all different types. I've gone to other places where they've done that. They always get knocked out. But the thing is we have these things called garbage trucks going in now that weigh an absolute ton. And those are the destroyers of any kind of ramp type system or anything like that. The best way to go, if anybody would like to go check it out, go to the river. It's really nice. If you haven't been to the hatchery in a long time, go down there.
It's awesome.
And just go right over that thing. We're talking this far underneath, and all it does is the tip is just in line with the top. Yeah, we're only talking about cutting a groove in there and just removing the old one and then putting it back in, anchoring it in there. And it's amazing. I mean, there's silent, and they have big water trucks that go over this, you know, because they have the fish, and those things are monstrous. So anyway, I think we're on the right track. But follow up with what, it's not just Thorin S. Again, I said this every meeting, I've said it for three meetings in a row. We must be doing really, really good in America. And every contractor and everybody has just had so much business right now that they absolutely refuse to come up here and give us quotes and do other stuff. So I had multiple people ask to give a quote before this meeting, not only on that, but taking over the back gate and doing other issues. And
no response.
It's literally they want the business, so they ran into Eric, and Eric got a card from them and talked to them. I follow up with them, and nowhere to be seen. And so And even with RNS, the guy was supposed to be up the very next day the gate first went out. And it took 2 weeks before I could get a hold of him again and to come up here. And so.
One thing I learned when I moved up was too hard to get contractors.
Yeah.
Maybe just the way it looks to mention.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So.
And we're still trying to find reputable contractors that we can use for most anything, because people that use contractors for their homes, we could use them for the community as well in certain projects that we have that we occasionally will need, that if they're reputable, we want to be able to use them. And I'm sure that they're bona fide enough to be able to be utilized by us, because obviously we might not need to make sure that they're fully licensed, fully insured, all, fully bonded, all of that good stuff.
So,
but the thing is, though, we don't have a lot of resources, and that's the problem we're running into.
The gate fix, just so everybody's aware. So I did call them immediately when that came out. They said they looked at it, and it was on our side, like on the program issue. So I resent the signals again and contacted them again, and because nothing was working on that. So again, I just yesterday I had the text. I'm not going to stop the recording to get to it, but. Mike, you know, it's on our side. We pulled all the wires and we plugged them back in. Lo and behold, it just shut this morning without me updating anything. So clearly, when they were making the connections, and I don't expect us to pay anything for this. So then the other gate, so we finally, good news, and then I look at the other one and a board went out, and it's under warranty. And they've contacted the company, and if they have it in stock, it'll be in a couple of days. If they don't, it'll be 2 weeks, but it is under warranty. And I was like, okay, wait a minute. You replaced the motor. We've had a burnout battery. The other wires weren't crossed. What? It's like, what's going on? Is this reputable stuff that we have put in? And I believe, I'm not sure, but I think LiftMaster bought that company.
Who did?
LiftMaster.
LiftMaster?
Yeah, so anyway, he said, we rarely have anything, but when we do, it's like this, you know. So anyway, it doesn't matter, because I've called two other gate companies and to get anybody to do service up here and stuff like that. The only,
it's just as bad.
No, it's, oh, it's as worse. So
yeah.
That's
RNS,
what I sound like.
RNS,
so I don't like it either. And I don't
RNS
think it stops
is,
all the bikes.
They cover such a large area, but they're such a small company.
But it helps. It helps.
You know, I worked for 2.5 months to try to get this quote. 2.5 months. And I called 4 times. And it wasn't until I called today and said, look, I'm meeting with these people tonight, and I need to at least tell them something. I don't care if it's good, bad, or indifferent, but I need to make a statement that says, we're working on this. So he finally said, okay, well, I can get you that one tonight, but I can't get you the back gate until Friday to get it upgraded and all that stuff. I said, that's fine. As long as I have the front gate sinking down the track tonight before I meet, that would be great. So he did, but it's not a quote that we like.
That's generally what they do. They jack them up when they don't want the job, huh?
I guess. I don't know. But the bottom line is that seems like an awful lot of money. So we will continue to look. We won't settle for just one quote, especially at that price. Okay, so that takes care of number three.
That's 4A and-
And 4A.
Yeah, so.
And okay, 4B, I was hoping that Ken would be here.
I just picked him.
This is, he gave us this solicitation, the construction bid solicitation, which he gave to me. I reviewed it. It's beautiful. It's perfect. It has everything in there that needs to be in there from a contractor standpoint, as far as what the requirements are, what we are requiring from the contractor in terms of work performance, scope of work, and it has all of the technical drawings that a contractor would need in order to generate a proper quote. He also has in here the value of the work that he estimates is about $24,000. So I'm hoping that that is true. The only thing that needs to be changed, as far as I'm concerned, in this quote, is the dates of when the bid needs to be postmarked and when it's going to be open for review. So other than that, this, as far as I'm concerned, is ready to go. He said that once we approve it as it's written and the dates are updated, then I can post it on the website so that everybody has a chance to look at it, especially the drawings. But I can post the whole thing. I mean, it's several pages because the solicitation is about 26 pages. And the drawings themselves are, you know, 3 or 4 pages. But the bottom line is that it's a complete solicitation, and it gives us the ability to update and upgrade the front kiosk area to make, again, our community look nice and look better and maintain our property values the way that they're supposed to be maintained. Anybody that's here currently that wants to take a look at this, I'm willing to pass it around so that you can see it and see the completeness of it and take a look at the drawing so you can understand a little bit better about what it is that we're trying to do. But basically what it amounts to is that we're going to redo that whole front area where the kiosk is now and the keypad is. We're going to redo that whole area so that nobody can jump over it. It's going to be a high curb area. It's going to be topped with pavers, and the kiosk will be angled necked out so that it will still be able to be accessed by people who are entering. And then the information board will actually be on the opposite side as you are leaving, as opposed to coming in. Right now, that board is on the front side as you're approaching. Nobody really looks at it, but as you're leaving, you can actually see it. You can stop and actually see what's going on. And it'll be a little bit bigger. He's also said that he's going to put electrical in there so that we can have lights, so it'll be illuminated, and ability to put a flagpole in there as well. So that's something that has been going on. And we've been discussing this for like months. 2 years.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Cheers. Yes, ma'am. No, it's still a solicitation.
There's finally interest involved now with the holidays, and I'm going to throw this out there. So I'm trying to get asphalt bids, all right? And asphalt contractors have all told me. So this is with the uncertainty with the election and the things going on right now. They're waiting till February. We're not going to get any bids back until mid-February. Everybody wants to see how the market's going to settle into this and what the pricing and how if oil is going to stabilize and all that kind of stuff. So with all the rhetoric with Canada and everything else like that, it's just really uncertain. So they're not willing to give us a price right now on future road repair. So it's probably going to be a month or two. I expect, just like last time, it'll just all kind of settle out, rhetoric, and business will move on. We'll figure this out. But it's that's everything I'm hearing right now. So Ken agrees. He expects by the time we have next meeting that we have bids in place. Okay. As far as approving it as is, the only way we can approve it is subject to
date changes.
The date changes, and yeah.
And so, if we can do that, make sure that, because what I want to try to do is make sure that the dates are coincide with our meeting dates. Mm-hmm. And as long as Ken understands that and knows, he knows our meeting dates.
Right.
So if he can amend this so that it shows those dates, because right now, like, it shows that the current date is February of last year.
It's just a posting for a bid. So yeah. As far as that goes, I'm willing to make a motion to approve the bid, provided the dates are changed correctly so that we will have bids in time for, so that we can get it posted and we can get bids in time for the right. Next meeting.
Yeah. My thinking is that the bids need to be opened on the meeting, on a meeting date. And the next one that I would like to see it happen is that, see, this is January, March, May. May would be probably the best time to have those bids open. That way it gives us time to update this, get it out for bid, get the bids back in, and then be able to make a decision on opening them. So if we can...
I don't want to be negative or completely near your guys' ideas, but before we buy the prom queen dress, we got to invite her to the dance. We got to get the gate working first before we ask our people that live in the neighborhood to spend money on the dress up.
And I would agree that I would focus on the back gate first and bringing that all up to code and possibly even, you know, bringing it up to what our front gate is. But, you know, this is just a bit.
Right.
And the aesthetics are great, and it is going to add value. There's no doubt about it. But let's get the things operational first.
Sure.
And repeatable.
Well, then let's focus on getting, since we don't have much of an option on the gates as far as who's going to do the work.
I think we do. I right now, you know, people are going to be hungry for work here pretty quick.
Okay.
And
if we can get it done,
we need to do the back work.
Right.
Yeah.
Independently, that's not a problem. But I don't think we can legitimately go to the neighborhood and ask for money and funding for this.
We need to think outside the box. I've been looking at gate companies, right?
Okay.
And then I drove by and I was watching a company that I know putting in a gate, and it was very nice. And I went over and met, and I think we have to broaden who we're asking to the party. And
well,
so
if that's the case, then let's broaden.
We need some construction guys that can put gates in. If you buy all the parts, if you source all of them. So in other words, I have a controller guy. I have three controller guys that will come down and put a controller in for us.
Mm-hmm.
And but they're not going to do the construction work and put the gate in. Right. But then I have construction guys that can put the gate in. And so just got things outside the box and start putting this out there in a little different way.
Okay. I don't mind doing that.
Since it takes us so long to get bids, and I agree with that, you know, if we put this out for bid, we're probably not going to vote on any real bids for months.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, the gates should be our priority.
I agree.
So, you know,
bid prices are only good for, let's say, 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we ran into this in Linden where, okay, we get bids, we actually accept a bid, and even by the time we do the work, the prices change. So I don't know if it says in there how long the bid price would
it
be.
It does. And I don't remember. I think it was a 30-day bid. So we may want to just change the dates so that in such a way that we know when we're going to receive the bids and when we're going to open the bids.
So what do we need to approve? Just so I understand.
I want to approve the solicitation as it's written with the modification of the dates to the posting date and the opening date to reflect our that the opening date will be May of our meeting date, whichever date that is.
But just a request to get a proposal.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Letters on the road. God damn it.
I forgot to plug it in. So, yes, not to solicit the bid, but just to approve the bid as it's written with the date lock.
That's fine. I'll make a motion to, to get the changes necessary to approve in the May date.
Okay.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, discussions?
Just a little brainstorm on your parade. You mentioned a flagpole on the opening thing. And since it's for voting to put flagpoles in the community for the CCNRs, you think that's a good idea?
We don't have CCNR. And it's not really, anyway.
Probably about the same time everybody tears down the fences for them.
We can look at that when we get the bids, and we can have a company agreement. We'll bring it to the
community. We'll look at it.
Was.
I just wonder if he is going to maintain it.
But the half was supposed to be half and everything. Again, this is just when we're going out to bid and everything like that, we'll be able to cross off different things and stuff. And so there's community support for this, but not for that. We can look at it. Oh, we approved it already. Okay. We're going to move on to the culvert.
So,
culvert cleanup.
We did approve it. Yes. Yep. All unanimously approved. Yep. So culvert clean out.
Yes.
Yeah. Unanimous vote.
Let's call it again. All in favor.
All in favor of moving that we get this moving forward, the solicitation bid. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Unanimously passed.
I'll speak to the culvert clean out. It'll happen next week.
Culvert clean out is that next week? Awesome. We have a
Don't have a definite date. I just know that it's going to happen next week.
And do we have an amount?
That is on the best estimate. I mean, what I'm told.
Well, we approved.
I thought it was approved already.
Yeah, the amount was approved.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
under $5,000.
Right.
Yes.
So it will. I am relaying information from our board member that is not here.
I couldn't hear him on the last day. I'm just curious.
We'll get it to you. I'll make sure that.
I'll just so I can.
Very good. And the annual fee increase, we're going to continue those discussions further. I mean, we've already talked about them slightly here. I don't want to
break down the prices, what we just talked about. I don't want to have a discussion with these folks. All right. Okay. I already seen, there's just this absolute. Even when we were talking about 3%, I was talking about 3% over like multiple years, which was 503%. I think we figured out, right?
Right.
I mean, it's absolutely what you just brought up is what I figured too. Is $830 just under normal
inflation rate?
Inflation rate, but it's worse than that because when I started looking at the asphalt and where we're going to be on the asphalt, so $300,000 gone. Sorry, gone. Sorry, okay, asphalt. why I want to look at we're going to look at a resurfacing plan, right? So that we can break it down over time.
Yeah. Sure.
I think you should. I personally do. I do want to say one thing before we even start the discussion. Okay, nothing happens with just our approval.
Yeah.
Every single homeowner gets a vote.
It will be a vote. Yeah.
Make sure that you know that. Yeah. Every homeowner gets a vote. That is why I wanted the budget broken down more, so it's very specific as to what our fear is and what we're looking at. And
what our long-term goals are,
too. And it's the roads. The cost of roads,
right,
since when they happened and when they are. And that's why when we get the budget, we can break it down. We can give it to you very, very clearly. Like, this is what we got in bids. This is what we have. And this is what when we're going to need this done. So you don't have to guess. And then you can make, I think, more informed decisions.
And I would either interject that we don't even need to have this decision now, because everything now is going to be negative. Don't have all the information.
No,
let us present you the information. Let us present you the information, and then you can refute that information if you want to.
But what my input is, it will give you some drive to where you're going to do too. My input is going to show, what I want to say to you, and this is very important, is that when you do our roads up here that we just have done recently, how long ago did we have them done? 5 years ago?
7 years.
Seven years ago. Standard roads last 20 years,
We had 12 years.
I've researched this. Highways, county roads, they will last 20 years when they're done. These roads here are not in bad enough condition where they have to become completely resurfaced.
Nobody said that.
They're not that bad where it's going to take that much
present to you.
$300,000 on roads.
Oh, that my goodness. Let us present the facts to you, and then you can tell us what
we should. No, say that the $300,000 over our period of time and how much we have coming in.
Oh, my goodness.
We're not talking about doing that. We have to have a contingency. We have a third of a contingency. Yeah, no, other people speak. Please, yeah.
If we ask for more money to keep this fund going, this slush fund, I personally want to keep my money in my own account and make interest on it. I don't want to keep adding to a $300,000 account and seeing it grow over the years because we want to keep that rate high and the service district is making the money on that. I don't want to see that. And you know what happens when you start collecting money over the years, it grows and grows and grows. And it's only used on pet projects. And this front gate thing to me is a pet project. That is not a necessity. We're beautifying. Everybody that's bought in this neighborhood over the years, everybody's bought their homes up here, bought it based on what this neighborhood looks like. It's country, it's simplified, it doesn't have five-star hotel entrances, it doesn't have all these things. The place that gets the most destruction in this neighborhood is that front gate. Everybody seems to hit that. So why are we adding $20,000 more for people to hit and crash so that we can keep repairing it over the years?
All I'm going
to
say is thank you for your opinion.
It's my opinion.
Yeah, it is your opinion. And it's like if other people feel the same way, you know, we're going to need 70% of the vote. Here's what we're going to do is 70% of the vote, okay? I don't think we'll ever get it. That's why I'm already looking for another place, you know? So,
yeah, it's kind of funny that you say Don't spend money on the front gate. That's what everybody
still
is yet.
That's what
everybody
complains
about.
The gate. It's not the beautification where you're trying to, we're trying to make this place.
I've had more people that thought it was a great idea. They want to make it so that this place is our property values and other things. So, again, it's like we're always going to have a contingency that's never going to want to spend any more for anything. And then there's other ones that are going to realize what the upkeep is and all that other stuff. So in any case, he has a point. And it's like, when we present it, you're going to have, it's not going to happen overnight. We're not going to go and spend all this money without you. We haven't spent a dime without you guys. So
nothing has increased, I mean, since you've been here.
Yeah.
Since
people have been at that price and it's worked all these years and nothing has changed except for few things, yes, the price go up and they go down.
And I disagree that it has worked. So,
whatever the COVID-19 was, things were at a very affordable rate. Once COVID-19 hit, everything went sky high, but it started to come down again. Right, the price of wood. I mean, I went to Home Depot the other day, the price of wood came up. There are things. And that will come across the board that are starting to come down again.
Well,
so,
and it won't cost us much. The bottom line is that
our money on that road. I think patches here and there. I don't think we need that much. The county roads are worse than what we have here. Right?
Absolutely, and that's the way we want
committed.
It.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the way we want to keep it.
I know, and you're not the only person. There's a whole section that didn't get replaced last time properly, and people are complaining to me. So
we'll grow corn in them next year.
Yeah. So
on some of the asphalt paving, we're off right on the cusp.
Yeah.
It's either important.
I think the community can look at the facts.
I don't know what they did there.
We can have a broken down into this segment, this segment, this segment, and we can go from there. You know what?
The rest
we owe you guys a detailed roadmap of what we see over the next 5 years, and that's what we're going to try to do.
What, $70,000 a year? And if you don't do the roads for the 4 or 5 years, which is what they should be lasting, right? We can make.
I don't know where you're coming up with your stuff, so yeah. So anyway, we have a 12-year
annual.
We have annual, yeah. So
they come out of that.
I mean, if you look at the budget, actually we spend about $50,000 a year.
Spend anymore. We're happy to get the interest because we wouldn't have anything to actually gain in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Deficit,
no. That's a contingency.
We have spent that much money on.
No, we're not spending that much money. We're spending about $50,000 a year.
I have some personal matters to attend to, so I need to leave here pretty quick.
Okay. Well, like I said, the annual fee increase is an ongoing discussion. It's nothing that's going to happen overnight, and it's nothing that's going to go behind your back. And we will have to have a Prop 218 situation occur,
yep,
where everybody gets a chance to vote based upon the proposal that we present to you as the residents. There is nothing that we can do without that. If you choose to say no, then it will not get done. If you agree with our proposition and say yes, then it will get done. That's it. And 70%. Is it 50 or 55? Is 50, 50 plus one? Okay. Bottom line is that it all is contingent upon people putting in and casting their vote upon our presentation of the proposal.
And you're sitting going to it with your eyes wide open. We made the comment, our roads are better than the county roads. Okay. The alternative is to let us dissolve and to let the county take over. So then
it's cheaper.
It's not.
But you're going to get the same road conditions as the county has. So what do you want? You can't speak out of both sides of your mouth. Do you want the nice roads or do you want it cheap?
I like the country roads. I'm happy with country roads. I moved to the country.
You answered the question. You said the county roads are worse condition than our roads.
Right. So we don't
okay.
need to hear ours.
So
with my points.
So you don't get an oil change in your car either.
Well,
no, you just wait for a catastrophic sale. We haven't represented you with the work that we're planning on doing. So let us do that.
Yes.
How many of the current board members here tonight have taken the ethics course? Then you should all know that shouting at the audience.